two, three, four.
And welcome to another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4. The beautiful sounds there of Melanie Horsnell and Steve Appel from their album The World Has a Gentle Soul, an album I still go back to. It's been around for a while. Of course, Melanie is now part of the New Graces, and I'm yet to play something from that great release. But a little introduction of 1, 2, 3, 4 with Someone Like You, just the instrumental bridge there. Welcoming you to another edition, chock full of great tunes. We're going to start off with a really big bang and, as usual, wind down into a more melancholic thread. How have you been? Good, I hope. I hope you're slowly coming back to whatever this new world is. Where I am, it's probably one of the safest parts of Australia in Adelaide, and there haven't been any active cases for quite a while. I mean, the last one was an imported variant, someone who came from Victoria, but there are no cases locally. They're testing pretty widely, so I kind of go out into the world now with a little more confidence, say, than when I was looking after my folks in Sydney. And hand sanitization is the key to getting about. Anyway, you don't want to hear all that, but I am, you know, I hope you're well. Reach out if you want to say g'day. Love to hear from you, pp@pimpod.com. If you would like me to take you on a specific musical journey, reach out. Say, hey, I'd like to hear this. Tell me about krautrock. Tell me about weirder stuff. Whatever you want to hear. Just get in touch and I'll try and do my best for you. A little program that, of course, skirts all around the edges of pop, rock, folk, music from around the planet. As I said, a really great way to start off. This is a trio who have been around for a long time. Elliot Fish, Nick Kennedy and Joshua Morris are known now as The Electorate, but back in the day they were the Temple Bears, a group who I loved in Sydney. And this is one of the last songs recorded for their upcoming album, You Don't Have Time to Stay Lost. And it was also one of the last songs that they had thought about releasing as the Temple Bears, but never sort of got around to it properly. It's got a really great feel. And other than the fact that it certainly channels the spirit of the 90s and makes references to some bands from the 90s, I think it's got a fresh, vibrant sound. You know, when you consider there's a lot of music now that is coming out of this ilk that references the 90s, these guys are legit. They know how to do it and do it oh so very well. This is a catchy little tune from The Electorate. This is If I Knew.
Shall we go out?
straight down into nothing. And sometimes I float, oh, right up into the ceiling. But it keeps getting harder and harder to make it on my own. But I'm trying. I got my best shirt on. Got my best shirt on.
Love the label Yep Rock out of the US. And one of the reasons I like it is they have over time brought to them some of the great songwriters that probably have been let go by major labels over time. And they've given them space, creativity, and it's really paid dividends. I'm talking of people like Nick Lowe. And in the case of the chap you just heard there, Chuck Prophet, if you're a fan of Green on Red, you'll know his work. We've featured his solo work here on the program before, but this new album, his 15th, called The Land That Time Forgot, is an absolute cracker, full of great melodies, witty commentary. There's a great track on there called Nixon Land that reminisces on an old school trip to Richard Nixon's old law office in LA. But I've opened with, as I said, a very catchy number to kick off this edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, Best Shirt On. It kicks off his album. It was the second track, but in the first block that kicks off this edition of the program. Best Shirt On from Chuck Prophet. The album's out now. As I said, it's called The Land That Time Forgot, and it's a ripper. We started proper with The Electorate, and isn't that a great song? As I said, I love the little references to some of the 90s bands like Built to Spill and Fugazi from this group. First teaser single from their album that'll be out hopefully a little later this year from Elliot Fish, Nick Kennedy and Joshua Morris. Josh and I, he took some photos of me ages and ages ago, and he reached out and I had forgotten he was in Temple Bear, so I got really excited when I remembered that. Anyway, really, and each of them have been involved in lots of great Aussie indie rock bands over the years. So it's nice to see they're back with a real purpose and some great tunes. The Electorate, If I Knew. This is 1234. Of course, all the details online at pimpod.com. If you aren't a supporter of the program and you'd like to be, you can send me an email, pp@pimpod.com. Love to hear from you. This is a little venture that sort of grew out of my... Well, look, you know, I've been doing this a long time now. I started first on 2SER. But then sort of put that side of my career on hold while I sort of worked in the engine room of commercial radio with the likes of good old Alan Jones and John Laws, and then left the dark side and went to the ABC working with Philip Adams and what have you. And then had the opportunities to make music programs. And, of course, when that all folded, I wanted to continue my passion and sharing of music. So I do that. You can hear me on 2SER. Of course, that's all... a free venture, if you want to call it that, a show called Chimes, which is a jangly rock program of a Saturday at midday, Used Parts Galaxy, weirdo stuff, 10 p.m. of a Monday night on 2SCR. You can listen on the website if you don't live in Sydney. But if you want to support me in what I'm doing, then you can reach out and find out how to subscribe to this. This is a free episode. This is a giveaway episode to sort of entice. I'm not a marketer. I've actually got a meeting with somebody who's like a marketing guru this week. And I'll tell my sad tale of being a self-deprecating fool. We'll see how we go. Here's a bloke who I've known for a long time when I was starting to, I guess, build that whole arsenal of records in my pile. It's John Encarnacion. Now, I remember him at a record store in Parramatta vaguely. And I knew him because I'd seen him on... record covers for a band called Smelly Tongues that I really loved that were connected to Waterfront Records. And I was a bit shy and I never really spoke to John. He had quite long hair at the time too, so maybe that scared me off, I don't know. But John is one of the true gentlemen, a really clever chap, has a great understanding of music, a great broadcaster as well, hosts a program on... Eastside FM radio in Sydney called Spirit House that I've really enjoyed listening to. Anyway, he also makes great music as well as curating his own label China Pig, but makes music under the name The Nature Strip, is in a wonderful band called Scarecrow People that pays tribute to the sounds of XTC, which I saw once and it blew my mind. Well, he's back with a brand new record under the name Warmer. And I tell you what, this is an absolutely beautiful collection of songs. And I'll tell you the story about it a little later, but basically he went to Tassie. And you can tell there's a lot of love that has gone into this brand new release. It will be available in a hard copy, a limited edition, I think of about 100. But you can also grab it in a digital form. But let's hear it now, because I've talked too much. From Warmer and the album Wooden Box with Strings, this is Fishes Swim and Corals Grow.
Fishes swim and corals grow, I'll be there. Will you dare? Will you meet me in the air? I'll be there. And our lives go on. Thank you. take me by the hand, I'll be there. Through the eyes, won't you give me your advice? I'll be there. Down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below. Keeping 1 foot on the ground.
1 foot on the ground.
While we fly with what we found. Turn the page, breaking up is all the rage. I'll be there. Such a shame, we'll be laughing all the same. I'll be there. Down below,
down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below.
Is the kind of catchy pop music that I love, and it's from some of Australia's great musos, members of Snowy Band, The Ocean Party, and Cool Sounds, that have got together under a new name, Pop Filter. The album will be out August 21st, and it's a co-release for Osborne Again, which is the wonderful label of Lachlan Denton of Ocean Party. And it'll also be coming out through Spunk Records and also another label, in fact, Bobo Integral out of Spain, that releases some really great indie pop music, and they seem to have a connection now to Osborne again. The album comes out August 21st. It's called Banksia, and the first track, Laughing Falling. I like that there's that sort of pop reference, and you can probably draw some analogies to the music of Orange Juice, who had a great track called Falling and Laughing. But I'm really looking forward to hearing what the whole album is like. It was recorded in a family holiday house in Browley on the south coast of New South Wales, which is a beautiful part of the world, just slightly north of a part of the world that I call home in Narooma. We went there every Christmas holidays for about 20 years, so it's a big part of my life. Anyway, first great single from this group, Pop Filter. Look out for it. And Laughing Falling. We started with Warmer, the project of John Encarnasau, who's been writing music for a long time, since he was a young teen, and of course has gone through and released so many different kinds of music. But it was at the turn of the century, he says, that he started to really find his foothold in what he wanted to do under the name Warmer. Music that had a slightly psychedelic touch, drew on some of his more experimental tendencies, but the rock-solid base for it was folk rock. As I said, he's also worked as Nature Strip, which I've really enjoyed, but travelled to Hobart to record with Dave Carter, and there at the Tasmanian Conservatorium with some of the students and a few ex-students as well, crafted this incredible album. I've just played you a track from it. It's only just come out. It will be out on vinyl in an edition of 100. And Wooden Box with Strings from Warmer, I just think is a really clever and wonderful album. And it makes sense, his connection and his deep love of Andy Partridge and XTC. I can see how he's, I speak of John, how he's grown over the years. But get behind his music. Now, as I'm recording this, and I'll try and have this out in time for what's called Bandcamp Day. Bandcamp have decided at the first Friday of the last few months, and today is one of those months, they, for 24 hours, when you purchase something on Bandcamp, the entire proceeds go to the artist. Now, if you use PayPal or the, I think PayPal is the way you collect the money. PayPal still take their cut, but normally Bandcamp also take a slice. But in this case, you can grab the music on Bandcamp and know that the artist will be receiving the amount in full, or, you know, as I said, minus the slight PayPal fee. But that's a really great thing because it's helping really support artists, and I guess Bandcamp got around this during COVID as a way of supporting artists. So if you can, as I said, I'll be working hard to get this up in time for you to participate. And if you like the sounds of that warm release, get behind it. Of course, all the tracks that I play on 1, 2, 3, 4, you can click on the links in the playlist and it will take you mostly to their Bandcamp site. So there you'll be able to connect with them. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now to the music of Sweet Whirl. And I have played you the works of Esther Edquist, who goes by that name, a Melbourne artist, who her first EP drew a lot on country references, but this I find is a wonderful new album that's come out on Chapter Music. And I'm a big fan of her work, and it expands with those links to a love of country, but there's touches of R&B, there's a wonderful melancholic hue at times, as I've chosen this particular track, and I am drawn to melancholy. And as you probably have followed, if you listen to this podcast, there is a journey. Often I like to start out big and slowly wind you back down to whatever part of the world you're in. But this album is really clever. Some wonderful guitar sounds, great bass lines, and her lyrics really draw you in. The album's called Patterns of Nature, and I've chosen this track from it. It's not one of the singles, but it's the one that really resonated. I hope you'll enjoy it. This is Sweet Whirl and Make That Up For Me.
Strange, vertiginous view, the nights all run together. Mm-hmm. side of love, I misuse that very word like a violent dart. Straight enough, it found a mark. And what could you say?
Out of the now.
Great song. You know it, don't you? John Lennon track. A really beautiful cover there from Lip Talk, who's a Brooklyn-based singer who sort of was working on this and then the coronavirus pandemic hit and felt that the sentiment of this track was perfect to help us through these difficult times. And the sound on this is just that sort of R&B twist that I love in a lot of more recent sounds that probably I think back to, and I say her name a lot, Natalie Prass took me on that sort of hit. There was another artist that, Blood Style, I think is the name of the track. I'll have to dig through my archives. It's just jumped into my head that had that similar feeling. And it was the kind of music I guess I hadn't really been drawn to. Anyway, instantly heard that. Of course, such a great song anyway. But it's sort of perfect in the mix if you're listening to the most recent Tame Impala album too, I think. Lip Talk, Mind Games. Look forward to hearing more from Lip Talk down the track. We started with Sweet Whirl, and I thought those two worked perfectly well together. And Esther's new album, as I said, I can't highly recommend this enough. It's really, really good. How Much Works is the name. There was an EP that came out last year, but this new one, her debut proper, is a ripper. And the track Make That Up For Me. This is 1234. Going to conclude now with an excellent track from a brand new, wonderful compilation that has come out on a label I really love out of Adelaide called Drongo Tracks, run by David Blumberg, who's one of the hidden gems of this state, a great muso, who curates a label that musically it's really diverse. I first heard him, I think about the second or third week I was had moved to Adelaide, and he was in a band called Men With Chips that I think I've described before as the Angels meets the Fall. They had the Sunnies on while they played, and their music was quite short and angular. I fell in love with their music instantly. But I wasn't prepared for his excellent album as David Blumberg and the Marabee Band that came out in 2017, and I pushed that really hard. I told you about it. If you don't know it, go back and listen to it. It's a rock opera called Gertrude. And ever since then, every Drongo Tracks release, I've jumped on board. David is also a part of Cowboys of Love and the High Beamers. And this new compilation, Goat Tracks, as I said, draws to light some of the bands I've mentioned. Dave is playing on solo mode on this. It also features the excellent Ricky Albeck and the Bel Air Line Band. And I'm sure Ricky doesn't mind saying he's the son of Becky Cole. He's certainly got the DNA in him. His dad played violin, I think, with Paul Kelly's band. I've chosen a track from a young emerging artist called Jess Johns. She's 23. She's a singer-songwriter. And I tell you what, there's something pretty special about this track. It instantly grabbed me. She's the kind of soul that was always drawn to music, both as a consumer, but as a performer. She can't imagine never, ever not having wanted to create music. She played for the first time only a couple of years ago, and she plays a range of instruments. She's self-taught on the keys, guitar, bass, and she sings as well. I really think this is a strong track from a great collection of songs. Look for the link on our website. And as I mentioned, Bandcamp Day, you can help support a small emerging label. It's been around a couple of years, but hey, it's a beauty. Drongo Tracks. This one from Jess Johns is Master.
Talk to it, say nothing. Put it on me, I might hate you for it.
From the compilation Goat Tracks, the music of Jess Johns and Master. There's a great selection of songs on this release. As I said, highly recommended, as are all the releases we feature on 1234. I'm Paul Gough. I'll be back with more great music for you as soon as I possibly can. Don't forget, if you're listening to this podcast as soon as it comes out, jump on Bandcamp and you'll be able to help support artists for Friday into Saturday, June 5 and 6. If it's past that date when you're listening, still get out and support them. I know I will.